we are basically finished. And what we have is the National Mall Plan, but what the National Mall Plan really is an environmental impact statement that's about 634 pages long. And is available on the website for anyone to look at. But more specifically, the National Mall Plan really delves into what the National Park Service is supposed to do and how to maintain and to manage and to conserve and to preserve the National Mall for the next 25 to 30 to 40 years. So it's really a large planning document in which we, the Park Service, will follow. Because it did take 4 years to put together. We did go to the American public. We did receive over 32,000 written comments from the American public, including people in all 50 states. There are comments that form threads or themes, commonalities. And you might be surprised, but what came up the most often are creature comforts. And some of those creature comforts include more restrooms, especially in the western end of the National Mall, more food services that people want water and a more wide range of different cuisines. In addition, there's a strong component that is very clear that the American public strongly believes that the National Mall is the premier location in the entire United States for protests, marches, demonstrations, First Amendment activity, in which the people, according to the Constitution, redress the government for whatever grievances we have against the government. And that means protesting against or in favor of any policy that Congress has or that the White House has. And the place in which we do that typically is on the National Mall. Conversely, and which makes it a little bit more difficult, is that the American public has also, in addition, said that they want to see the place spruced up and to look nicer, for it to look more green generally, especially from 14th Street down to 3rd Street. So how do we go about doing that? So what we are next going to do is to go into study phases and tackle ways in which we can make those sort of improvements. I should point out, however, that the National Mall Plan, none of it comes with any funding sources. What will come forward beyond that is the Park Service will try to seek funding from a couple of different sources. Certainly within the Park Service, we have our own funding sources in which projects throughout the whole nation are funded. But we, the National Park Service, are very lucky in the fact that we have an official fundraising, a private fundraising partner called the Trust for the National Mall, to raise funds so as to accomplish some of the tasks that are outlined in the National Mall Plan.
We're talking with Bill Line with the National Park Service, specifically with the National Mall Plan, even though it's done, essentially. It's complete and people can check it out online.
Right.
There are still studies that need to be done to figure out how you can accomplish this. You still have some studies to do to figure out how to get from point A to point B.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. And we will, together, the National Mall and Memorial Parks, along with the Trust for the National Mall, will work in close concert, very close concert with one another to make certain that those projects, many of those projects, are tackled and figure out ways in which they can be funded so that we can move forward with them. Some of those obviously are a little bit more nebulous. How do we, in fact, for example, increase the level of green work, in essence, the sustainability of the National Mall? How do we maximize better public transit and the use of bicycling, increase the use of bicycling to and from the mall? Over the course of a year, 440,000, 450,000 moving toward 500,000 tour buses coming into the National Mall also has an impact. How do we deal with those? Transportation studies need to be done. How do we make the highest quality standards for our facilities and our landscapes so that they ultimately generate respect and a sense of stewardship? We know for a fact right now that there are very close to 25 million visitors to the National Mall on an annual basis. There are many events that, and let alone the number of protests and marches and demonstrations. So it's a highly used, highly visible area. We revere the First Amendment, and the Park Service, National Park Service, reveres the First Amendment as much as any other American does, and we will make absolutely no compromises on Americans' ability to demonstrate and to exercise their First Amendment free speech rights. How do you balance all of that in the same area and yet still make it inviting, respectful, especially to the 8 to 10 million visitors who are international visitors who come here annually?